Hello, I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. On this fine Saturday, May 10th, 2025, let's take a deep dive into today's Australian financial industry news. Our first headline takes us to the brewing tension in the financial advice sector. The calls for swift financial advice reforms are becoming louder and stronger. The industry's concerns over unclear direction from the Labor government on the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, and the impending retirement of Stephen Jones are fueling this urgency. As levies on the CSLR rise sharply, it's becoming clear that a better funding model is paramount to keep advisors out of undue burden. There are still unresolved parts of the quality of advice review, such as advisor classifications. These issues have prompted the demand for immediate action. The goal? More accessible and affordable financial advice. We see major repercussions for consumers and sectors such as superannuation. It is hoped that collaboration with the Albanese government will finalize these reforms and maintain the integrity of superannuation, a key talking point for future legislative discussions. In other news, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia has reported a startling surge in APRA levy costs on superannuation funds, skyrocketing by a staggering 147% in the past decade. They are now calling for transparency from regulators about where the funds are allocated. Worth noting is that the cost for MySuper members is predicted to be $6 per account for 2025 to 2026. The Productivity Commission has issued a warning, saying that excessive levy usage may restrict market competition and innovation, despite benefits in addressing market failures and financial instability. Now moving on to Australia's bustling real estate scene. Commercial real estate debt investments are emerging as an attractive income opportunity for investors. They offer significant annual returns, diversification of portfolios, and open up new venues of profit without direct property ownership. In fact, EY research shows that commercial real estate lending in 2023 constituted part of the nation's $188 billion private debt market. And with the thriving e-commerce market and growing urban populations, industrial property opportunities are seeing an upsurge. And let's not overlook the important role of experienced private debt managers who can navigate this robust market with expertise. Lastly, the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is advocating for stricter timelines on insurance claims and renewals. This includes calls for claims updates to be provided every 20 business days and policy renewal notifications extended to 30 business days, ultimately aiming to enhance transparency, improve client decision-making and trust, as well as to prevent coverage lapses. Robust breach reporting, including named reporting, is also under the spotlight, discussed as a means for better compliance and peer benchmarking. That's it for today's financial roundup. For further details and regular updates, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estritori, keeping you informed. Stay financially savvy, Australia.